Nathan on very quickly. Nathan, if you are there, I don't know if you're listening or not, but if you are there, I'm trying to text him through to try and get him to ring through. You know, so hopefully Nathan
if not,
will be with us anytime now. If not, we'll have...
Keep ringing. Get Armsy in.
We've got Edward Lucas, of course, waiting for us to call in as well. So we'll just try and get him on the phone as well. But hopefully Nathan will get on the phone. And there's another flashing light. Hopefully this time it might be Nathan on the other end of the line. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
It is Nathan this time.
Sorry?
It's Nathan this time.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Nathan. You're
right. Yeah, it's Edward from Ramsgate.
Oh, it's Edward from Ramsgate now. Yeah, so we're getting everybody coming on now. We're getting everybody in the wrong order, Edward. So that's what it is. We're all, but no issues. Not a problem at all. So talk to us a little bit about Ramsgate then, Edward.
Well, I think a lot of people who have been listening to this know that we've had a troubled season, to say the least. We changed managers in January, and at the moment we're still in the relegation zone in Ryman Division 1 South. So we're looking for a sort of a big team performance in the next six games to help us avoid the drop.
Edward, just quickly, obviously I know Ramsgate quite a bit from where I live and the club over the history. Why are you in the situation you are? Can you put your finger on it?
I think really, we, as you probably remember from last season, we had a lot of turmoil. We dismissed our manager, Tim Dixon. It's debatable whether that was a good decision or not. That resulted in a change of chairman. We then appointed Justin Lutchford as manager, and for various reasons, I don't really think it's probably reasonable to discuss at the moment, but we had to get rid of Justin and appoint a sort of an untested manager in Dean Hill. Mm. As much as Dean Hill tried, he just couldn't really get the players to play in the way we need to play to get the results. And he left on New Year's Day because he felt he couldn't do any more for the team after sort of a run of poor results. Simon Housey's come in.
Yep.
Really, he's got the team quite motivated now. He's brought in a lot of new players, but who obviously take a bit of time to gel together. The team's definitely playing better than it was.
Yeah.
But we still need to get some results. I mean, last night we got a very close run at Burgess Hill, only losing 2-1 against a side who's absolutely running away with this league.
Yeah, I see that. And then obviously then you had your game called off on Saturday because of the fog with Guernsey as well, which which will most probably work in your favour, them coming to you on Tuesday with their goalkeeper issues.
A lot of people say that, but I remember a couple of weeks ago Guernsey went to South Park and scored 7 in a midweek game. So
did Worthing the week after, though. I think no disrespect to South Park, but have you got South Park to the end of the year
games recently?
Yeah.
4 by heavy scores and actually managed to beat us.
Yeah, they're going for it. Just going back to my first original question, do you think that the position you're in is due to maybe having sort of 4 managers in one year, do you think? Because Ramsgate's always been quite a stable club. Obviously, you've had Jim Ward there a couple of times for years, and I know Simon Housey very well, and it's a decent appointment. But do you think that's got quite a bit to do with it, though, the chopping and changing of managers?
Well, I think it works against you in two ways. Obviously, obviously it unsettles you, and different managers have different methods. But I also think that the players don't really know where they are. Mm. If they start to think that you might be getting a change of manager in a couple of months, it doesn't give them confidence to come to Ramsgate and feel that they want to develop their careers here. And certainly, I don't think it's a secret to say that we've had more trouble attracting players this season than we normally do.
Yeah, well, you've had the ball, and obviously your chairman has been there for years, hasn't he? So, well, the old chairman.
Yeah, the old chairman has been there, 26 years?
Yeah, and obviously that's always a blow. But, you know, how have the fans reacted? Because you've always had a decent following, you know, and obviously only a few years ago, with the Wolves, you were sitting in the Ryman Prem. You know, you were doing well and you was towards the playoffs, and obviously, you know, heaven forbid, I can't see it happening, obviously I'm a bit of inside information, but, you know, you could be staring down the barrel of a return to the Kent League.
Or Southern Counties East.
Well, yeah, sorry, the old-fashioned
I think the fans are obviously very concerned and very worried about the situation. I mean, we retained a fair level of support. You're obviously going to get people a little more reluctant to go when they feel they're not going to see a winning side and they feel disappointed. That we've still got our travelling support, we've still got our loyal fans, and I definitely feel that if we start getting a few results together, we'll get fans come back to watch us.
With I think Dave might want a couple of questions for you, so I don't want to take over. You've got a tough running with Mersham on coming up on Friday.
That's right.
Friday, yeah. And then obviously the big one is Hastings at home on the Monday, followed by Carlshort, and then you've got your Guernsey. And obviously Horsham, I would mostly say, will be relegated by the time you play them. So can you see yourself getting out of it with them results?
Well, I think Merston will obviously be a very tough game on tomorrow. We did quite well against Merston at Ramsgate. We only lost in the last minute. We'll be hopeful of getting a result. We definitely need results against Hastings and Horsham. There's no doubt about that. I would hope we could be able to get something out of Corinthian Casuals and Carshalton. And we've never lost to Guernsey yet, so, you know, there's no reason not to be hopeful.
Yeah, OK. Last one is, obviously, because, I'm on social media a lot. What was the insight of the club bringing Jason Lillis to the club? Obviously, how was Simon with that? Jason being at Lords, being another manager, obviously... was he assistant at Whitstable last year with Nicky Southall? Was that a ball decision just to sort of stabilise the club a bit, or was it a player reason? What was the issue? What the reason for Jason coming?
Jason was brought to Ramsgate when Trevor Kennett, who was the former Kern Bay and Hythe chairman, joined the board, and obviously Jason's a close friend of Trevor. I think the reason to bring Jason obviously is to just bring a little bit more expertise in, you know, just a few fresh ideas, livening it up. I think it's a feeling that the more expertise and the more people who know the game on board, the better at this time.
Yeah, of course.
Certainly it wasn't brought in any way to undermine Simon or anything like that. And Simon is still definitely the manager of Ramsgate. There's no doubt about that.
Simon was at Lordswood, I think, after Jason went, if I'm right, wasn't it? Or was Jason still
the way round, I think.
Jason's been at Lords a couple of times, but they know each other well. I said, I know Jason well, as well as Simon, so I didn't think you would have brought him in for that. It was just, for me, it was a little strange decision at this time, you know, to bring sort of someone else in, unless Simon brought him in.
I think we certainly, since the days of during the days of Tim Dixon, we sort of have quite a strong coaching staff of three or four people. And really, that was down to two people with Simon and Richard Langley, who also obviously is still at the club. And it was just felt that Jason, being an ex-pro, sort of knowing the game, perhaps having a few fresh ideas, might actually give us a little bit of an edge.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, there's no doubt that anybody who saw our game at Burgess Hill yesterday would have been impressed by the motivation of our team. You know, there's bags of enthusiasm in the dressing room. People aren't downhearted. Well, it's very important, I think, that people don't sort of sit around looking glum just because we might have lost at Burgess Hill.
No, that's right. I actually watched the game sort of via the phone. I was at Grays and I was sort of cheering you on, and it was 0-0 at half time, if I'm right,
It was just unfortunate that we had a spell. There was a sort of a disputed corner which Burgess Hill managed to get in. I'm not blaming the referee or anything for that, I hasten to add.
Well, you can. But,
you know, it just sort of threw us off balance for a few minutes. And we this was a couple of minutes after we'd missed a really excellent chance to go one up, and it just wasn't our night last night. That's not taking anything away from Burgess Hill, who are a really fine side.
Yeah, listen, they're going to be champions on Saturday, aren't they? So we're looking at your fixtures, like we said, you've got four at home, two away. Do you think that the home form's going to be the one?
Well, I think the home matches are very important, but I don't think you should write off any game as, well, we can't win that.
No.
We've shown that in the past. Oddly, this season, we've done doubles over three sides, which is quite amazing for a side so low in the league. Mm. So it shows we can win away. We had a great win away at Worthing earlier in the season. We did the double over Worthing by coming back from two goals with 10 men. So it's obviously the team has the ability and can get the results if the win blows in the right direction for us.
Well, let's hope it does. Like I said, you're a local club. I've known Ramsgate for years, and there's some lovely people down there, and I really hope you do. And like I said, I've got this little sneaky feeling that you'll be fine anyway.
Well, I hope you're right.
It's going to be massive. I mean, I suppose the two games that really are going to be, you know, huge for you guys is that game that Keith was talking about at Hastings on Monday, and then the Horsham game on the 18th are going to be sort of two, you know, I suppose what they call old-fashioned real six-pointers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if Horsham can't win, it won't really be a six-pointer because Horsham will be too far out of it. Mm. by then. The Hastings game definitely is. You've only got to look at the league table to see that if we'd have won last night, we wouldn't be in the relegation zone. No. So obviously, being 6 points worse off against Hastings, should we lose, than we would have been if we win, would obviously be a very difficult thing to overcome. I mean, I'm not saying it would be the end of the world, but it would make life a lot more difficult, and we'd certainly be looking to probably have to get a win in at least three of the remaining games after it.
Yeah. I say, when Simon took over, he spoke to me, because we played you in the Kent Cup, and he said, you know, how many fixtures he needed to win, and I was like, what? And then I looked at the table, and to credit, you know, you've hung in there and you've won some. Just for the viewers that sort of don't know where you are, try and explain how difficult it is when you've got, in your league, and I'm talking geographically, you've yourself, you've got Folkestone, you've got Whitstable, you've got Herne Bay, you've got Faversham, and you've got Hythe Town, all in the same league, a stone throw on the coast, you know, and you've got them players. It's difficult, isn't it? It's like an old-fashioned Kent league.
Thing which has really become very obvious, when Ramsgate first came into the Ryman League, what, 9 years ago now, obviously, at that stage, people like Hythe, people like Faversham weren't in the... people like Herne Bay weren't in the Kent League.
Yeah.
Were still in the Kent League, I mean. And therefore, we were after players of a different calibre.
Mm.
And so, and there were a few more of these around, though we still had to go up to London to get players. And I think the higher you go, obviously, the less you can rely on local talent. And we've really been squeezed two ways in because, obviously, there is a lack of local talent, and also there are a lot of sides competing for them now.
No, that's true. And like I say, it's a little bit like a merry-go-round with players as well, isn't it?
Well, not too many of them seem to have merry-go-come round to Ramsgate this season. you're right, there are a lot of people who have played for sort of three or four of those clubs. I mean, there's our team at the moment, for instance, we've got Tom Hickman, who's been well-known at Faversham. He's also played at Hythe. We've got sort of a lot of our ex-players at Whitstable, or not surprisingly, I suppose, because of Jim Ward being there.
Yeah,
but we've got people like Ollie Gray, Nick Trepwell, who have played for various clubs. Pullman, yes, another one.
Yeah, like I said, that you know, players do follow. So, what's the future then for Ramsgate? You stay up this year, obviously, and then what are you looking for next year? Are you looking for, obviously, with, like I said, it's an unusual season for Ramsgate, having all these managers. Are you looking now just to sort of set your targets for the future and stability?
Well, I think we've got a very sustainable model at Ramsgate, honestly. We've had very successful youth teams in the last few years, and particularly successful this year. We're a club without debts. So we're not hampered by massive overdrafts and things like that. We've got good sponsors, and so there's really no reason why we shouldn't progress. We obviously need a bit of stability to make sure we've got the management side sorted out, to make sure the board's at its optimum level as far as personnel goes, so we have the right sort of expertise and the right sort of people on board to help the club progress.
Hmm. I mean, I suppose, looking away from sort of Ramsgate side of it, is it one of those sort of things where you sort of look over your shoulder and look at sort of one of your closest rivals in Margate, looking and seeing how well they're doing? Is that another one that's sort of a bit of almost a kick in the teeth, seeing where they are with all the money that's gone into there?
I never look over my shoulder like that. I mean, good luck to Margate. They've got, obviously, somebody's come in and given them a lot of money, and they've been very successful. In some ways, this doesn't really affect our playing staff at all, because the sort of players they're looking for now aren't Ryman Division 1 South type players, or even Ryman Premier players. They're looking for people who are conference type players. And so therefore, the impact on us as far as that is quite low. Obviously, Margate getting additional support, especially when our home games clash, isn't as good as it could be. But it's just something, when you've got a sort of rich, successful neighbour, you've got to learn to live with it. And you don't just sit there looking enviously at them and thinking, "How woe is me, what can we do?" You try and do the best for yourself as well.
No, you are exactly right. And like I said, you know, you've just had your blip this year. You're a massive club with massive history and always, you know, have been around the playoffs and the Ryman Prem, and I just hope you get back there. Just quickly, is Paul still on your committee? Is he still your vice chairman?
Paul the Jeff coach, you mean?
It may well be, yeah. My drinking partner at the Ryman League, do you know what it is? He's,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Likes a bottle of champagne, him and his wife. If he is, can you tell him that he owes me 4 bottles of Verve Clique, and I'm not going to be here this year, and can he send it in the post, please?
Yeah. No, Paul still comes along and watches us a lot, but Paul isn't involved on the ball at Ramsgate at the moment.
So, I mean, the future of Ramsgate, I mean, if you know, we were thinking in the studio that you'll be okay this year. So, I mean, what is the future?
Well, the future is really we're going to have to look at the team to try and get some players in who are at the appropriate calibre next season with the right management and the right tactics to build an attractive side which obviously can enable us to attract support and progress further up the Ryman Division 1 South. We hope very much we'll be in Ryman League next year, and obviously we'll be looking in the future to progress the club, to get promoted and get back to Ryman Premier Division. I mean, it is only what, 5-6 years ago that we were in the playoffs to go into the Conference South.
Yeah, that's what I was saying with Jim, and that's, you know, yourself and Hastings are this sort of club that everyone goes, they're too big to go down.
Always say that. People once said that about Manchester United, but they still end up in the second division once.
Yeah, but not long ago they won the treble as well. So you got to hope that could be you.
We obviously, if we did get relegated, obviously we would have to pull together and look at getting out of it. But it's not something we've accepted.
No,
not something we would accept until it actually happened.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm pretty sure you're going to be okay.
I mean, what was, when the season started, Edward, I mean, what was the actual, you know, what was the plan as such? I mean, where was it, you know, did the management and so forth, I mean, where was you planning to be, or where did you want to be?
Because to be fair, Tim from the end of last year was actually doing okay, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was very unfortunate, the events which happened at the club, sort of, and you know, there was quite a lot of upset about that last February and March. Yeah. And the side was doing okay. I think our hope at the start of the season was that we had a young side that would develop and grow together. And it got off to a fairly reasonable start, you know, not the best. But I think then a few bad results, I think, tended to destroy the confidence of the team. And this sort of built upon itself. So we ended up with a spiral of getting a whole series of bad results. In December, we let in 5-2 matches in 3. And, you know, we were ending up letting in 3 or 4 goals every game. Obviously, you're not going to win many games if you let in 3 every match.
No, absolutely. Edward, listen, Tom's run away from us, but it's been fantastic talking to you, and we really do hope that, you know, that Ramsgate, you know, get out of this predicament they're in at the minute, and we expect you to, and we do wish you all the very, very best for the rest of the season.
Okay, thank you very much.
Send my best to Simon.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
And that was Edward from Ramsgate, and we are...